The Let Us Play campaign was started to try and reduce negativity on the sidelines and to give our young people an environment that they can just play football and love. Far too many of our young people drop out of the game because pressure from the sidelines, whether that be from parents or coaches. And what we really wanted to say was that we need to reduce that so that players can play in an environment they can love. So unfortunately, what we hear from children is that when they're playing and they hear that negativity, they just don't think they can perform at the levels that adults want them to. And ultimately, when they're 5 to 11, the way that we judge success is, have they got a smile on their face? Are they loving the game? And are they learning something? For us, that's the key criteria around success when they're 5 to 11. Unfortunately, too many adults hold on to the idea that actually the next 60 minutes in the game is really important and we need to score more goals than the opposition. We want to try and redefine that, like I say, particularly that 5 to 11 age group, so that success looks like children having fun, loving the game and learning.
And at that age group in particular, it's an age where probably those children who are interested in football are probably perhaps just starting to pick it up and learning all about the game. I mean, it's not about becoming professional footballers at that time, is it?
Absolutely not. So many parents will have at home boys and girls that have either played football or want to play football. Now, we've got a real opportunity there to create a generation that are decent people, that are well-mannered and hardworking, and we can use football as a tool for that. We don't just want to see football as a sport where we need to go out and try and get 3 points or anything like that. It's really about, can we use football as a vehicle to make a real impact in society? And we need to create the right environment for that to happen. We need to give them a taste of the game so that they can love it. And hopefully they'll have a lifelong love affair with football. We can provide football all the way from 5 right up to walking football now, to 75, 85 year olds. So we want to try and give these young players a taste of the game so that they can love it just like generations before them have.
And that type of environment, how important is it for creating a positive one? Because children can feel pressurised, and perhaps even in extreme cases, if that pressure continues long term, that could lead to potential mental health issues.
Absolutely. For us, we see too many children drop out of the game. A huge proportion of children will tell us it is because of that pressure from the sidelines. And actually, that's something that we really want to avoid. We want as many people playing football as possible. The game really is for all. So we want people of all abilities, all genders, all ages, from across the country, playing football as much as possible. And adults don't realise the impact that their negativity has. So what we've managed to do is we've spoken to young people, we've given them a voice, and what they've told us is, in an ideal world, if they had a magic wand, what they would try and do is reduce that negativity so that they can go out on a Saturday or a Sunday or to training and just play with a smile on their face and just love the game and make their own mistakes without pressure from adults.